Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Raising Cane's One Love Crable Chicken Finger Meals. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers are the perfect meal during any football game. It's football season. When you're heading home after the game, head on into Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Cane's Chicken Fingers and sauce are the perfect way to feed your post-game appetite. Raising Cane's is the perfect meal while you're watching your favorite team. Grab a tailgate of 25, 50, or 75 chicken fingers to feed your hungry fans at home. If you haven't had it, you got to check it out. Get your Cane's fix fast by ordering through their app or online at RaisingCane's.com. Okay, BFFs, we're recording a day earlier today because I'm going to be in, we usually record on Tuesdays. I go Toledo, Glass Bowl for college football, and then Northern Illinois, so thank you guys for making it available. We will start with the Nikita Dragon arrest updates. I did DM Nikita to ask her to come on the show. She said no. I'm not stunned that she said no.
Yeah.
We were talking before that. She's like, yeah, I'd love to come on. And it was just scheduling whether she would be here in Miami with Josh in LA or you, Bree.
Right.
It's a lot funner or easier to come on when you're not like the headline story.
Yeah. You didn't just get arrested.
Correct.
Yeah.
She was in the news. She got arrested. When speaking to a judge in this, I haven't seen it. So I've heard what we're about to see. It's kind of sad, and I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But so Nikita was put in the men's jail, and it is her asking to be, I believe, transferred to the female cell. So let's see it.
All right. And, Your Honor, may I ask one question? Do I have to stay here in the men's unit still?
Yeah, I don't make the rules up there, but I just have a proper accommodation for you. You can be in a separate area.
Okay, so I'm reading it, and that's her. Now, Miami-Dade Corrections denied claims Nikita was in a men's unit, saying she never made it beyond the booking process. And during the intake process, inmates remain in an open seating area. This is a direct quote. Inmate Dragon never made it beyond the booking process prior to release. Therefore, she was never placed in the men's unit. Corrections spokesman Disagrando said in a statement, all inmates undergoing our intake process remain in an open-seated, open-booking area in the presence of correctional staff. They also said Nikita placed in a private holding cell because of her status, and during her time there, she was escorted by a LGBTQ officer. So a little bit back and forth.
Maybe she was just scared that if she went through, she'd be in a men's unit, and then she asked
that. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I could definitely see that. Have you guys been in jail?
No.
So I'm the only guy.
You're the only criminal here.
I'm the only guy who's done a bid.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, you're the only bad boy. Yeah.
Yeah. So my experience is, and this was in New York, I got arrested, that but it was all guys. They put us all in a main place. But there was people watching every second. I'll never forget, like Paul, sales guy, Bald Paul, he went in first. And then they put a crazy person in second, and I thought he was going to pee his leg. Like, he was all the way on one side while the other guy was on the other. But, yeah, it is one main thing, and then they put you in the jail. So it sounded like Nikita never got to that point. I could see that being a interesting situation if they proceeded, but gladly they didn't.
Yeah.
I haven't heard more on the exact story. Have you? Anybody?
I haven't heard anything else, in details of what actually went on when she was like running around butt ass naked.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming she's really out now, right?
Yeah. She didn't get back to me. That's what I want to know. Like, what was the story running around in the Grutman's Hotel naked?
Yeah.
But we didn't get the answer. Andrew Tate versus Jake Paul. So it's a tease. They're looking at each other like a standoff. Nikita in the middle. This was at the Floyd Mayweather Deji fight, which I don't think anybody even knew was fucking happening, to be totally honest. And it's kind of a joke. Like Mayweather was just toying with him. I don't know how much money could they have possibly made off that. I can't imagine much.
The Mayweather Paul or the Mayweather and Daisy fight?
like who would pay for that?
Yeah, why?
I feel like they just have a big UK audience. Like their UK audience just absolutely shows out. I'm pretty sure.
What Mayweather? There's all sorts of rumors that, despite how much he's made, he can spend it just as fast as he can make it. And I guess, honestly, if I were him and someone's like, hey, I'm going to give you seven figures and just go like clown this dude, I'd be like, all right, where the fuck do I sign up for that? Yeah. So I don't blame him for
Easiest money he's ever made.
Yeah, totally. This I'd like to see, right?
Jake Paul and Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I thought, for some reason, I thought Andrew Tate was way bigger than Jake Paul.
They look kind of the same, right?
Yeah.
There.
Andrew Tate looks like he has some reach on him, for sure. But
Andrew Tate looks like in not as good shape. He's a little bigger around the belt buckle.
Yeah.
Logan's much bigger than Jake. Jake is like our height, my height.
Yeah, he's not the tallest.
Who's our? Who are you looping in there, Dave?
Honestly, I was like, we'll see how closely.
Oh, me and Dave's height.
We'll see how closely Josh is paying attention on his phone.
I'm looking at the picture. I'm looking at the picture.
I was waiting. I was like, have you guys seen like fucking Meet the Parents when it's like Fokker sets him up for a spike? That was, I just laid that on a tee for Josh.
I smashed it. It was
how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Yeah, so I'm like, 5'11".
Like 5'11", as in like you're almost 5'11"? Or
listen, it depends.
With the shoes on?
How the day is going. I'm a lot closer to 5'11" than I am to 5'10".
Okay, then you can round up.
I'm sure it's on the sheet later. I was at the UFC fights because of Molly, and I met Joe Rogan for the first time. Like, gave him like a little bro.
Saw
hug
that.
And
saw the bro out.
Yeah,
saw
that was a bro
it
out.
Was sick.
You should have told him to come on BFFs.
Did you see the height advantage that I was wielding?
Yeah, I was like, wow, Dave's big dogging him. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? We're definitely not his bag, but I could see him theoretically. Like doing it's funny because Caleb, who works for us, asked that. He's like, because he was surprised I've never been on the show. He's like, does he hate you? And no, he doesn't hate me that I'm aware. And clearly we got along and said hello. But it's the first time I ever met him in public.
I think they did officially pass at one point and say that they didn't want you on, which is surprising because he's always nice like in person. And
what do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, so the only time that you just made me sound like absolute
loser?
Shit, Austin. Like, I go around asking to be on the podcast. Let me say this. Let me clarify what that piece of shit Austin just said. When the allegations came out against me, that's the only time I reached out to anybody possibly like, I want to tell my story. I want to tell my story. That's it. Because it was so obvious that I was being smeared. I wanted as loud and clear across as many platforms to say what happened. That's it. Not like I'm going around like, oh,
Joe, have me on. Like, Joe,
yeah,
have me on.
Come on. thank you, fucking Austin, you piece of shit.
I didn't say that way.
Mads Lewis and Charlie Jordan on vacation. Mads Lewis, Charlie Jordan are on the same boat with 40 other girls in Bali, likely for a brand trip. Okay, so who cares?
Yeah, I mean, if there's 40 other girls, they might have not even seen each other.
For real.
Yeah, who fucking cares? I thought I was going to say they aren't together. It's almost, all right.
That's almost a setup headline.
I know Sylvan's going to get mad at me. We may have to cut this next part. You know Palm Tree Crew?
Yeah.
Yep.
Miles.
Necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the necklace as well. And I'd say I'm pretty friendly with Miles. Golf with Kygo. Well. Like, I'm close to them.
Yeah.
This influencer stuff, like they sent Sylvana a message because she's an influencer and they're like, hey, we're doing a trip to somewhere. You get a plus one. Like you just have to post stuff. And like they clearly didn't know who they're sending that to. Like my girlfriend's going to take a plus one promoter trip. Like what am I going to be the fucking plus one? And by the way, like I talked to Miles a decent amount. So I don't think – I was like, I would forbid you for going on one of these trips. I think it makes me look like a fucking piece of shit.
Bozo?
Like my girlfriend has to go on a promoter trip.
Yeah.
Right. If that, are you saying that you're not going on?
I'm saying this.
Or just, you're just.
In general.
In general. Like, your girl ain't going on a promoter.
Like,
because I get that, Dave, but the average dude might not be able to afford his girl a nice trip. So a little promoter trip comes along and he's like, oh, all right, I'll take it.
Correct.
That.
No. I agree with you on that.
You're using your girl's hotness to get like a free vacation. It's like, you know, give and take.
And what are we bunking up and I got to show up and at like, it's almost like you're on a timeshare. Like, Dave, okay, yeah, you guys are getting this plus one vacation. You got to go here and post a shirt and be like, link it.
You have to take all of her pictures.
Yeah, like, or I can pay for the trip myself, or I can just charge you what I charge for that. Like, it's just crazy.
But the normal dude, the normal guy.
That's what I'm saying. It's a mistake.
Like, you didn't.
What's a mistake?
You think that they didn't know that they were reaching out to Savannah.
Correct.
You think they just sent out like a mass?
And if they did, that person should be like. Right. And by the way, I love Palm Tree Crew. I love Miles. I love a lot of their shit. I then got an email from a DM, and maybe you got too, Josh, or maybe you didn't. It's like, hey, we want your most up-to-date contact information. Please fill it out. And I just, it didn't say my name. It didn't say anything. Hey, thanks. We want all your information.
It was definitely just a.
Yeah, I just wrote back no. Oh, like.
Oh, you're done.
No, I just meant like what. Like, you're not doing your job. I know if I had Miles on the phone right now, I'm like, you know I'm getting spam.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Voice messages being like, update your contact info. I don't know. I'm being, I guess, a little bit sensitive to it. Josh is like, I guess, Josh, if you had a girlfriend, you'd be like, yeah, go on a promoter trip.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Let's bunk up with four couples in like a little room that we don't know and go to. I don't like fucking people. You think
I know, man. I can tell you don't like people.
With 40 other strangers in Bali on a schedule that I got to follow? Like, what the fuck you
No, fuck no. But I was just trying to, you know, like, put a voice out there for a lot of the people that, you know, don't have $100 million in their bank account.
100%.
Well, I think Dave's point was just like someone on the team doesn't realize they're messaging Silvana, who is Dave's girlfriend. So it just didn't make sense.
Yeah. Dave was just like, I would never let my girl go on one of those, as if it was like an atrocious thing for a dude to let his girl like go on the vacation kind of thing.
It isn't in general. I'm missing the point. I'm saying if like other people like, oh, you took a promoter trip, Silvana, like, doesn't Dave have $100 million in the bank? Like, you really got to go the promoter route?
So it's more of you don't want to look bad.
It's definitely all about Dave looking bad.
Yeah, no, it makes me look bad. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Silvana wants to be, she's like, don't say anything. That's why this will probably be cut. She's like, I want to be, because this is how she makes a living. So it's like, she doesn't want anything from me. So she's like, this is how I make a living. I have to be in the database for these. It's like, yeah, but you're not taking vacation.
No promoter trips. That,
right. Like, not too long ago, she went out with a friend to dinner. We're going off tangent here.
It's all good, though.
Get it out. It's therapy.
Yeah,
no,
man.
I can tell
this has been, like, pented up inside.
Well, I just
like,
saw it. No,
you need to get
not,
this out.
Get it out, Dave. Let it out.
40 people in Bali. But, like, she went out to dinner and, like, sat at a promoter table. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, and I don't think they had to pay for dinner. And it was actually one of Grutman's spots.
Okay. Like, yeah.
It's like, but I'm like really good friends with, like, I just, your days of doing the promoter stuff, I get ads, get deals, but you don't need a free dinner at a restaurant at a promoter table.
Right. I think that's fair. Promoters are, everyone knows a promoter. You don't want your girlfriend.
Pocket port, that's the thing. It's just like, it's a trade-off. Like, this trip was probably unbelievable because Mads Lewis and Charlie Jordan certainly don't need promoter trips. So why are they fucking going on this trip? Maybe they got paid big bucks.
I'm sure.
Or it's a free vacation and they're like, all right, fuck yeah.
No.
They. I could see them doing that.
You have to be cheap as fuck unless they're not making the money that I think they're making. Because my answer always would be like, how much does a trip to Bali cost? Max to do it great. 10 grand, 15 grand for one person?
Yeah. I don't even think that much.
I assume Mads Lewis and Charlie Jordan charge way more than that for their advertising. Yeah. So it's like, how about you just pay me, and then if I want to go to Bali, I can take that money and go to Bali.
I get it. I'm just saying, I think they might have just had a free trip.
40 girls sounds fucking.
I don't know if I would enjoy that one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Before I had money, the first time I went to live, it was me and Elio, my friend, and we met a guy. They're like, hey, we are involved there. Come, it's free. We went, it was a promoter table, a million girls, super hot. It's like, felt like they were paid to be there. It's like, we left in 2 seconds. I don't like promoter shit. Yeah. What? Noah, Beck, and Dixie are officially, split. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, we've been.
Yeah, they're donezo.
I thought that was going to say they're back together.
I wonder if they ever will get back together. Kind of seems like a pretty hard no.
I don't think they will. I don't see them as a back and forth type of thing.
Kind of seems like a messy ending.
It went
too.
Out on a reality show. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, that's a tough one.
That's tough to come.
Can you be friends with your ex? Is the question below it?
No. No. You think you can be friends with your ex?
Josh. My best friend's my ex in the world, really. My Renee.
Yeah.
Literally. Now, it can be a little different. Like, I was married and we spent 10 years of our life, but like, I honestly trust her with that. She knows everything about me and like, always been by my side. So we trust each other implicitly.
Do you think if you and Silvana broke up, you could like hang out and be friends?
No. Well, I think
Silvana
would be with me.
I think the marriage is different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh is friends with
Silvana would say no.
Yeah, I would say no too.
Yeah, what do you think, Josh?
Oh, yeah. No, you can be friends with your exes.
How many serious relationships have you had?
Me?
Yeah, you.
One.
Nessa?
Yep.
You're a young kid. What about you, Bree? Like 30?
Oh my God, two.
Okay, you guys are both youngins.
Yep. I would just say, like, I've had, like, you know, like, other relationships, just never, like, serious.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, we know that, Josh. Been around the block.
I meant, like, back in high school more and shit, like, you know, whatever.
Last year. Drake versus Taylor Swift, 3 out of 4 top streaming songs in U.S. history are owned by Drake. Taylor Swift cracks the top 4 at 3. What is this, an attack at me?
I think so.
Oh, weird. Huh. Looks like the script is kind of flipping.
But Midnight's hasn't been out nearly as long as these other two.
It's first week.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's first week, Bree.
Damn.
Oh, well, that's crazy. That may be because Taylor had so many good ones. It's they took away from each other.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I don't
think
that makes sense.
It makes so much sense that
you're
I'm
saying
paralyzed
that
by it.
She's had so many good albums that this album was just like, people were like, we don't need to listen to it. She has so many other good ones.
Was it per song?
This is album.
Album.
This is like the streaming for your album.
Where'd you get the stats from? Where'd you get these stats? Is the opposite.
Not only one, by the way.
So that's combined. So the two
albums.
What it was last time is Taylor has a heavy percentage of hers on Spotify. The Drake stream versus Taylor was only Spotify. This is all streams.
Ooh, combined.
Oh, shit.
Says who?
Says U.S. Billboard.
Says Pop Crave.
It comes from U.S. Billboard.
But Billboard was where Taylor had the top 10, dummy.
Yeah, she did.
But I don't think that
Drake had top 10 too?
Hey, Dave. No,
those are two different things, right?
Yeah.
I just asked where the information came from in Austin, who apparently is starting to like
streaming numbers right here, Dave.
Conspire against me. Said it came from Billboard, but Billboard had listed Taylor Swift top 10, not Drake, right?
Well, Drake's wasn't out at that time, but.
Well, did Drake get the top 10 spots?
I don't know.
Yep. Probably.
Well, maybe get back to me. Do some homework and get back to me.
Well, we can actually just check the statistics, Dave. It's
from where?
Right here, Pop Crave on this sheet.
What,
Scorpion.
What is Pop Crave?
And Certified
Lover
Boy.
Probably just paid $8 for that check mark.
Scorpion,
like
Scorpion, and Certified Lover Boy. We got two. We got two up on you. That's nuts.
According to Pop Crave.
Also, like 200 million more streams. That's 50% almost of the streams that Taylor got on that album.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do more. Some research and get back to people. I don't trust Pop Crave.
We'll hear back from
you. I
next
trust
week.
Billboard. Condé Nast sued Drake and 21 Savage because they used pictures of Vogue, which Taylor Swift did not have to do, to promote.
She should have. Maybe she would have got 200 million more streams.
This is kind of... This to me... I guess. The thing with all this is parody. It's like, were people confused that they're on the cover of Vogue?
No. I think everyone knew it was fake right away. Like, they were joking around. Then, they did a bunch of stunts and everything.
Right. They did do a bunch. And are people, like, listening because of that? I doubt
it. No. But wouldn't they expect to get sued? Like, why would they use Vogue?
I mean, maybe
they used a bunch, like Josh said. I'm writing down a list, by the way, because the next topic, David Dobrik, I know he wants also to come on BFFs now because he opened this pizza shop.
Right.
He wants me to review it. I will not review it, David, with you present.
No?
No.
Why?
Because it's very difficult to give a fair... Actually, no. With a celebrity, I don't care. I can score it right in his face if it's not good.
If it was trash, like, let's say it's an actual honest, like, I'm not saying it's going to be. That picture, it looks like...
It looks pretty good.
Kind of thick crust, though. I don't know how you feel about thick crust.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like your style. But what I was going to say, if it was like an honest, like, let's say 4.3, I don't think it's going to be. But let's say it was. Would you say 4.3 or would it change to like a 5.2?
Do you ever go that low?
So here's the thing with the pizza reviews. When I started doing them, I would go that low. Because it wasn't as well known a thing.
Yeah.
And if I feel like it's a chain... And the people in there don't necessarily fucking care about the pizza, I'll be honest. But a lot of the times I go now, I'm speaking with the owner for like 20 minutes before I give the review. Right. And
it's a family business. You don't want to mess up their livelihood.
So my scores have changed. If I give something a 6, it means I didn't really care for it. 7, you're not going to win or lose. 8 is still spectacular. And 9 is like you got to fly across the country for. But yeah, I'll get out there. I actually will catch up on it. I am going to be in LA in early December. So maybe I can figure that out and we can do a live show or something. Or, well, I can be in person with you at least, Josh. Jennifer Aniston says there aren't movie stars anymore. She hates social media. She's happy she grew up without it and that there are no more stars or glamour. Are there movie stars? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who do you like? Leonardo
Florence
DiCaprio
Pugh.
Is a movie star.
Yeah, right. But I think they're in like the same time.
Okay. Oh, you're saying like a new age movie star.
So like
star.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Florence Pugh.
Yeah, movie star.
Zendaya.
I don't know.
She's
Zendaya's
not a movie
a star.
She's a TV
she's a
star, I would say.
She's just a star.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom Holland.
Movie star?
Yeah, I would. Yep.
So there's definitely, that was just right off the top of my head.
Yeah, Shyamalan is a good one.
Shyamalan?
You just said it. Timothy Shyamalan.
Chalamet.
Shyamalan.
Who else would be?
Jennifer Lawrence?
But she's, I'd say, on the older side. That wouldn't, right? Isn't that? She is a movie star,
yeah,
but
maybe she's older, but not as old as Jennifer Aniston.
I'm going to look right now on A-list. Stars and see what comes up.
Like who's
they
in
may
every
be all
movie
a little bit
now.
Older.
I'm trying to think of like a new movie franchise that has come out.
Well, those aren't.
I guess just Tom.
Those
Holland,
aren't really a thing
Spider-Man.
Anymore. It's just like old IP that gets reused.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going down the list, and they all are not surprisingly like kind of older. Like this, when I just did. Well, let me see if I can find a better list. But it's like Tom Cruise, DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Morgan Freeman, Johnny Depp, Matt Damon, Hugh Jackman, all stars, Scarlett Johansson, but all definitely like my generation.
Yeah.
So maybe she is, right?
Well, there's still some coming up.
Yeah.
It's just maybe it's not as many.
And honestly, to become a star...
You kind of need to be around for a little bit.
And in the old days, you had to be cast. Like, you had to get the role to make you a star. Now, people are developing on their... Like, you become a star before you're in a movie, and then maybe that's why you end up in the movie, but that's a little bit different, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Times are changing, Jennifer.
Yeah. Get with it.
Yeah, I'm going all the way down this list, and there's nothing... There's nobody new. And by the way, Jennifer Aniston, I don't think she was saying she is, right? But she's from TV.
Yeah.
I mean, she did a lot of movies.
Too. She did, but Friends was what.
Friends
put her
is
on
what.
The map.
Yeah, for sure.
The High Noon El Prez Pack is here featuring my top 4 High Noon Vodka Seltzer flavors. These flavors include passion fruit, pineapple, pear, and all new flavor,
Tangerine, all made with real vodka, real juice. This 12-pack is only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Just look for the pack with my face on it. You can even scan the QR code in the pack and have me virtually join your party. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find the El Prez pack nearest you.
Israeli singer protests Kanye West. Israeli singer Noah Carell chose an entrance away to protest Kanye West at the MTV Europe Music Awards by wearing outfits covered in his face, dozens of gold chains with the Star of David and the high symbol. Noah was even spotted talking to Taylor Swift at one point. That is the way to do it, getting Taylor Swift's side. I will say, and it's died down a little bit, the Kanye stuff, but did you see the fight he like kind of got into with Shaq?
Kanye?
Yeah, on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
I did it.
Like, Kanye took a shot at Shaq. Or, I think it was Kanye. No, well, Shaq kind of talked about Kyrie Irving on the NBA, on TNT NBA.
Yeah.
And he's like, stop acting like an idiot. Like, don't hate. There's no place for hate. And then Kanye went after Shaq. And he's like, you did a deal with this guy. I think David Salter. I don't know if you ever met him, Josh. He's a big IP guy. He like his business is he has like 51% of Shaq's IP, of David Beckham's IP, and then he makes these guys fucking boatloads of money. And Kanye was like, you sold it. Who I assume Salter's Jewish. Like 51%, you don't even own your own. This is the long way of me saying, for as much bluster as Kanye said, the fact that Adidas is about to sell the Yeezys and just change the name, but they're selling the shoe. It's like, Kanye, you're not like, this is everything. You sold your fucking shit to Adidas and they're doing it without you.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Do you think people are going to buy those?
Move. Yeah.
I think definitely people will.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be people that don't, and then I think people will as well.
I wonder if they'll make them cheaper.
The crazy fans are going to, the diehards are going to like boycott it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting because to a degree, I guess it moved beyond that. Like I've never owned any, but obviously the Kanye fans probably the ones buying them for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, it became really big in like shoe culture. So
yeah.
Yeezys.
Giselle has moved on following her split with Tom Brady. Giselle was spotted on a date with jiu-jitsu instructor Joaquin Valente. Giselle took class with Joaquin at his brother's gym last year, did a photo shoot with Joaquin and his brothers for a magazine.
Good for her. I feel like her and Tom's relationship has been over for a while.
You would certainly have to hope so if she's dating somebody this quick.
Yeah.
And if they've known each other for about a year, that's a little, you know, mysterious.
Jiu-jitsu training, dancing with the stars. Anytime you're getting physical and you're in a relationship.
It's a tough one.
Slippery slope. Want
that. It is a slippery slope. OnlyFans couple fired for filming in their classroom. A husband and wife teachers were fired, resigned after posting OnlyFans content from inside their classroom. Students of the district found the videos, began sharing them to each other, which is how the videos leaked. Now, when we say OnlyFans, they were fucking. Yes?
I don't know if they were fucking, but they definitely were doing stuff in the classroom.
Yeah, they had to have been. I think they're
fucking. They must have been naked, at least. Were they fucking, Austin?
Doing a fact check right now.
I mean, you got to be an idiot to do that.
Idiot.
Obviously.
She said she blocked. She said she blocked everyone from the state of Arizona, so no one that was like in her state could see it.
Is she not aware though how like the internet like
works? Like, how do you block everyone in Arizona?
They just said explicit images. They didn't.
Okay. Yeah. Fun. Yeah. So like, how stupid? Just do it something like
go rent a fake classroom.
But by the way, I'm not. That's probably like an easy out for the school. To be like you did on school properties. My guess is you don't want your teacher of little Johnny in sixth grade fucking
popping her pussy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably not like the best thing because then, you know, all the kids can watch are going to send it around.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So, but it's definitely an easy out for the school to be like, well, you did on school property. Simon Cowell is a fraud? ? What does that mean? I love Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell is known for discovering and creating star singers, specifically bands from his UK competition show, X Factor. He's also known for a little show called America's American Idol.
Yeah.
little like gloss over there that he did that show first. Well, I know he did X Factor, but I didn't know who he was till American Idol.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, X Factor released a clip showing Pussycat Doll Nicole Scherzinger piecing together the members of One Direction, who Simon often gets credit for. Yeah, but that's his show, no?
I don't know. Is that his show? It's the, like, Simon Cowell made X Factor?
He's on the show, but basically he was getting credit for putting them together and saying, assembling, like, you should them. Fit with this. They were all, like, contestants saying, you should go with this person, you should do. And then X Factor released a clip basically saying, showing that Nicole was the one who actually chose, like, Niall should go here, Liam should go here.
And then Kelly Rowland put together Little Mix.
But
Simon wasn't
there. It was his show?
He was a judge on the show.
He was a judge. So, like, they get to pick and make bands if they don't want to put them through.
Yeah, yeah.
And she made it, but he takes credit for One Direction.
But don't they, like, give him credit for it?
I feel like throughout the show, they kind of became, like, Simon's little band.
I feel like they give him the credit, though. Which just makes me be like, all right, then he probably...
Has Nicole Scherzinger ever been, like, I've never heard anyone, like... I've never heard dispute. Him overly, like, bragging about, but I've never heard anyone else be like, wait, that was me.
Yeah. I mean, I think the internet just got bored and tried to piece it all together.
Maybe.
Unless she said something about it.
What is this? SAT tests fly out of a truck? Okay.
Yeah, so apparently, like, I actually saw something about this, but the truck that was carrying all the kids' tests, pretty much all the papers flew out, and the school district... Like, kids had to rewrite them, didn't they?
Yeah, I would be so pissed.
So mad. But, like, what are you going to do if your kid, like, not take it? You got to fucking take it.
You got to do it again. That sucks, though.
I feel like you almost should just get whatever your grade is at right now on the test. Boom.
Did you take SATs, Josh, or no?
We don't do SATs.
In Canada, yeah.
Yeah, we have a different system.
SATs are dumb anyways.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid. Well, it asked, what did I get? I think it was like 1060 or something, but SATs are fucking dumb.
1060?
Yeah, I think that's what I got.
Is that like...
They changed it. Now it's out of 1600. What was yours out of... Was yours out of 1600?
16, I think.
Oh.
I think.
They changed it.
Know. Is 1060 a good score?
If it's out of 1600, it's like average, right? The ACT is the harder one, I think.
I don't know. Britney Spears doesn't want Millie Bobby Brown to play her in a movie. What's wrong with this?
That's kind of fucked up.
Why? The pictures they put of these two, they kind of look similar.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown's also like really good actress too.
Let's see what
there's someone that could be emerging movie star eventually. Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh yes, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, but she's not maybe from TV.
Does that mean there's no movie stars because there's TV stars?
It's hard to go.
So are there TV stars and not movie stars?
But I think what we're saying in the past is a lot of the a little bit older A-list movie stars, while they may have done something else, they're not like, oh, Leonardo was this. No, people are always going to know Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Like, just like Jennifer Aniston's Friends. She may go on and do very big movies, but like, what's your first memory of her is always going to be TV.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Here's what Britney said. Good news. Still breathing. It's funny. The same two people who gave me life are the same two exact people who took it away. But guess what? I'm alive and I'm breathing again. Yeah, I know I've posted too much this week on Instagram. Monkey covering the eyes emoji. Now that I'm breathing, I have time. It's different. I like it. I hear about people wanting to do movies about my life. Dude, I'm not dead. Although it's pretty fucking clear they preferred me dead. I guess my family's going to lock their doors. Emoji. Either way, I just want to say hi and share these fabulous doors. I did kind of post too much this week. I'm embarrassed. I get it. Oh, well. Have a good day. Wait a minute. That's nothing as Millie Bobby Brown. That she doesn't want movies while she's alive.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm still kicking it. Don't make a movie about me.
By the way, why not? If it's a good movie,
I feel like I'd almost rather see my own movie.
100%.
Yeah,
and
right.
They probably like have her on set too, and like maybe if she could help.
A lot of people are doing movies.
I'd rather be alive for my movie to 100%. Like, tell them what's true and what's not.
What good is a movie when you're dead?
Yeah, you can't even see it.
You don't know about it. Yeah.
Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, Whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
BFF's corner. Emily Redzikowski versus Brie. It's somebody new every week.
So late on this, though. She's
so late on this.
Emrata talked about fucking the boa thing and said I stole the boa. I'm like,
she
like,
did.
So she I'm like, you're pretty not late on your it. Side. Eh?
I haven't. I actually haven't heard it.
All right, Emrata's most recent podcast is about unsolicited filming of strangers. Emrata uses Bree's boat gate as an example and is not Team Ree. Here is Emrata talking about our girl Bree.
This TikToker who I have to say this video really kind of upset me. She stole a boa from this woman. This woman is a mom and they're in a bathroom and she pretends like it's her boa and then made a video of the fight with the woman who owned the item that she claimed as her own, calling her a bitch, all these awful things. She was with her daughter. This woman's like in her 50s. It just seems insane to me that this woman would be subjected to becoming famous through this little mini fight that happens in a bathroom. And honestly, I think the TikToker, in my opinion, makes herself look bad. But when you read the comments, people are agreeing with her, calling this woman all kinds of names, calling her fat, calling her ugly. It's awful. Also, West Elm Caleb.
She's late on the West Elm Caleb shit too. But that's crazy. She's just making shit up and talking about it with a lawyer. That makes me so mad.
Yeah. I'm conflicted. I think it's like a little bit of clout that.
Well, yeah, no, that's kind of cool.
About you. But I agree with you. And that happens. That's happened to me, not in that example.
Pick a side.
Endless. Like, I don't know if you guys have never even pick a side. They just don't bother to actually research or get the facts.
Yeah,
like,
it makes me so fucking mad.
Do you?
I have a question. I have a question.
Go ahead.
In. No disrespect. Who is Emrata?
Oh my God, Josh.
I love that, actually, though.
I would say a lot of people would say she's the hottest woman who ever lived.
We've talked about her before. Her husband was just cheating on her.
She was in.
That's a tough soak.
She's in. I don't know if we put the video anymore because that was controversial, but she's in like that super hot video. But
with
then
Robin
I think
Thicke, she got famous for taking her tits out.
Yeah, but then I think she said that maybe he was inappropriate in that video, so it changed. She's like a very feminist.
Oh,
gorgeous.
I know.
You've
okay.
seen her.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
in
no,
movies.
I know who she is.
That picture.
I just had to. I had to get a better. Yeah. Get a better look at her. I can't really tell from the podcast.
I will say I've met her, and I haven't met her. I was standing next to her at a horse race. And she did not, again, she's gorgeous. But she didn't bring the thunder to me in person like I was expecting. This was probably like 10 years ago. And when I say the thunder, like I think I've told this story. I've seen Jessica Biel in person and I basically went into a trance. Like I was stunned.
I'm captivated.
Like, I saw, it's like, that's the prettiest human I've ever seen.
Jaw dropped
anywhere, like it was. Right. It was like stunning. I didn't get that vibe from Redzikowski. But I agree with you, Bree. It's like, do your research. I remember.
Yeah, like, did you even watch the video? It's crazy.
There's this famous lawyer, and you guys may not know the name, or maybe like, have I heard that name? His name's like Alan Dershowitz. He's like,
yeah, I know that name.
He's quoted when we had this thing with Tom Brady way back when, and I get along with Brady now, but. The real quick story is someone, a paparazzi photo, took a picture of Giselle and his baby, his little kid on the beach. The kid was naked. Like he was an infant, like the Gerber baby.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big dick, the kid did. And I made a joke about it. I'm like, Peyton
Manning.
Wait.
You're telling me the little baby had a big dick?
Big dong.
The baby.
So, yeah. Probably can't say that.
And you decided I'm going to talk about this baby's penis.
Yep.
All right.
It was a joke.
It was 15 years ago.
Yeah, no, I hope so.
15 years ago.
And it was the kid was like, a newborn, basically. But I made a joke. Here's what I did. And this caused all sorts of controversy for me. Like, I had the police show up at my house.
Oh, no.
So the headline of my blog was, check out the howitzer on Brady's kid. I didn't think much of it. Below it, what I wrote was, because the Patriots, Brady was my guy. And yeah. The Patriots were in a big rivalry with the Colts at the time. So I said, Peyton Manning could never have a kid with that big of a dong. That was it. I thought, and I looked at it from guys like, oh, I love it. If I had a kid, and people like, oh, check out the dong on Port's kids. Fucking, he's hung like a horse. I'm like, fucking right, dap up. I didn't think much of it. It was a different time.
I see what you're saying.
I could see where.
And I can't stress enough. It wasn't like a 2-year-old. He was like an infant. If you're sexualizing this, you got a problem. This is like
because that's it's so far from like even your mind.
So then you got turned into way, like the pedophile. Like,
it's not correct. Like the. It's not like it was like a 7-year-old kid that you're correct. Talking about.
Yeah, and then I got turned into the crazy stealing thief. Yeah,
and it was no. I'm not even gonna tell you. I'm gonna go full circle. The it was like the paparazzi. Picture. It was like I didn't take the picture. Like Giselle was on a beach, so I was trying to make a joke. Whatever. Learn. Don't do that. This guy Dershowitz was quoted as saying he put Barstool out of business. He's literally. I could go dig it up. He's like, there's this sports blog, and they posted a famous picture of a quarterback's like penis or whatever, and they called me, and I put him out of business. Like what? It's like we're still here. Like we're thriving. Whatever. That we may, this may be the cut episode because even as you, some people get so worked up about it, and to this day, I don't, like, I won't touch it, but it's like, how can not people not get that was a joke? It's like, I don't get it, but maybe I don't get everything, I guess.
No, yeah.
Back to Emrata.
Yeah.
She's supposedly dating Pete Davidson. That seems obvious.
Yeah, very obvious.
I mean, it's kind of like, he's kind of like the guy to go to after a divorce, I feel like, right?
He's
kind of like,
yeah, he is actually.
It's like you go to your lawyer, you know, you get all the divorce sheets done up, visit your husband one more time, deliver the sheets, and then boom, Pete Davidson's house.
Yeah, I don't get it, but girls love him. Must be very funny, or maybe he is a howitzer. Who fucking knows?
I think he does. Everyone says he does.
Jaw stealing from Brent Rivera? You're trying to steal his girlfriend?
No.
Josh got a bit cozy with Pearson Wodzeski, who is Brent Rivera's girlfriend.
Josh.
No, why? Guys. Come on.
Why?
They're not dating. At least not anymore. No, I'm kidding. They're actually just not dating.
So this Brent Rivera's girlfriend's factually inaccurate.
So factually inaccurate.
Austin?
The internet still currently says they're dating.
Maybe Josh is dropping the news.
Oh, I mean, no, they're dating. I don't know.
Josh swooped in and stole her.
All right, let's see the Josh and Pearson video.
I didn't think they were dating.
They're not...
Why are you shaking your head now? You were just like, Josh, take a story.
No, you're right.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
They're definitely not dating.
Not dating very close.
They're not dating because she would never do that if they're dating, I would assume.
Right? Yeah.
Arm around the shoulder.
Like, they have a most recent post together from October 29th, so 2 weeks ago.
It was a crazy Halloween.
No, I'm voting not dating because even if they were dating... You don't want those videos going out. She was fine with it. She put it on her own story. I'm voting not dating.
Yeah.
Maybe they never were. Who knows? I'm siding with Josh on this. And again.
Thank you.
I'm just going on like Brie, right? I mean, you're a girl.
Yeah, no.
They
were,
can't be dating.
Oh, well, getting some news. What is this?
This is her story 13 hours ago.
Oh, she posted him 13 hours ago on her Instagram story.
Maybe they are
guys. I mean.
But yeah, like, if they were just... dating, like I... You wouldn't do that because you wouldn't want it posted because they're going to see it.
Yeah. And, like she was like, yo.
Well, did anything happen with you and her?
No.
And that's, this is kind of my whole point. If they were dating, like, she knows whether anything happened or not. Like, people are going to think something happened.
Yeah. Right. So you would almost be more sneaky if you were dating, you know?
Yeah. Maybe they have an open relationship.
Or maybe it's an open, yeah, I don't fucking know. This is the guy, I don't want to say it.
It is.
From last week, yeah.
I'm not going to say it.
He's the guy. I know what you were thinking.
He's the guy who was publicly humiliated. I'm not going to say it because I'm sure he's a nice guy. Someone yelled at me last time. I got emails like, you said Brent Rivera sold content. Listen, I don't know Brent Rivera. He could be Gandhi. I don't know. People hand me the sheets and I go on what I see on the sheets. If he wants to come on and clarify it, I'm fine with it. I meant no disrespect. I just see a video and I wouldn't love it if that was my girlfriend and she was doing that, I would not be happy. That's all you can say.
I don't know. Maybe they're dating. I thought they weren't.
Oh, you're looking through. You think they're dating now, Josh?
I think maybe it's just one of them social media relationships. Maybe.
Could be.
Know? I could see that.
It's just one of those, we joke around online and kind of say we're dating and they all like make content together. Because I know they all film together all the time. So, don't know.
Josh meets up with Riley Habaka. I'm with Riley Habaka. She's the one who hangs out with everybody. Says she's out. All right, I don't care about that.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Dave versus KD. This was some. There's a lot of people who deserve a lot of fucking shame on this one. We hosted our first ever live of like big sports rights event. We had a basketball tournament in Philadelphia.
That was crazy. Was that the one where everyone was like cheering because they wanted the over and then the guy didn't shoot, right?
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was something.
Toledo played UAB and then Mississippi State Akron. So I had a suit on. I had my coat on and I was there because we're announcing the game. So balls are on. I'll hoop it up a little bit. As people who follow me know, I have no cartilage in my shoulder. None. Like, deserve...
Like a flappy, gainy shoulder?
A lot of people would get it amputated in my shoes. They just want... It's like not even worth the hassle of having it attached to your body.
Huh.
And I'm wearing a suit. So, anyways, I start just shooting. Austin...
Oh, they're bad.
Had guys who are my right-hand men before, and it's like Putin. Like, the only stuff that gets out...
We're still trying to figure out where the video came from.
Yeah, so he's taping me the entire time, and I had some troubleshooting.
Who, because, Austin again, is?
We're trying to figure out where the video came from still.
It's Austin. You didn't make one, I don't think, did you?
No, I did, but again, Bree, I have a shoulder that doesn't belong on my body.
An amputee, yeah.
And I was wearing a suit. Mm. So Austin's filming this the whole fucking time. I thought, just waiting for one to go in, that hit rim.
Buckets.
Rim.
No, it didn't rim.
Dave.
Bro.
That, missed this that one?
That was an underhand nothing. Rim. Rim.
This guy's arc is crazy.
Rim. Rim. Rim.
I mean, rim. This is a lot.
Rim. Air ball. Rim.
Doesn't end? Rim. I only watched like the first.
Oh my God.
Three. Dave.
Air ball.
Do you rim. Get one? There
Cash.
You go. Finally.
Easy game. That's brutal.
I think it actually might have been a harder thing to do to miss that many shots.
Again,
trying.
My shoulder is a debacle and I was wearing a suit most of them. So, but Austin's filming all of them, and I'm like, all right, we'll just put the one that I hit. Like, that's how the Dave Portnoy propaganda machine is supposed to work. Mm. This thing goes out, and fucking, I've never talked to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, suit or not, you stink. Like, what the fuck, Durant?
That's kind of like, crazy. He said that? Geez. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, fuck him. No cartilage.
I mean, you do suck.
Honestly,
for sure, dude.
I mean, even if you were in a t-shirt.
Yeah, but my shoulder.
I think I could have a shoulder tied behind my back, would still beat you with one hand.
So a lot of people say.
Yeah.
You never know until you get on the court with them.
100% would win.
Oh, I can't believe you win. I'm 45. I'm out of shape, and I have one arm. I'm playing with one arm.
What did you say? You could like beat me in a home run derby or something?
That
did you say something like that?
Could, but oh, I mean,
with a little gamey rubber shoulder.
Do we have any goalie footage?
Oh, dude,
are you the best goalie in history?
Play the Lightning clip, please.
Come on, yeah.
This was again. I've Come aged. On. I've realized. I've had sporting events where it's like, oh, I'm getting old. This is like 10 years ago. I had to retire from the goalie challenge. I
can't believe we're pulling this up.
What year is this?
I've had the best of the best in the NHL come through.
6 years ago.
I've had PK try me. Nothing.
Oh, Taylor Hall.
When the Lightning one was... No. You want the Austin Matthews one?
I dominated Austin Matthews. I dominated the skinny kid. I dominated... there were three. Yeah, do the Austin Matthews. He was
Who's weird. The skinny kid? Marner?
Mitch Marner.
Yeah.
Mitch Marner?
Yeah.
Don't put the disrespect on his name like that. Mitch Marner's a beauty.
Who the kid in the maroon is?
I think I'm going to go for like a little bit of a gut shot first couple, get him down.
I don't even know if you're in the league or just buddies with these guys. He said he'd go 10 for 10. All right.
Jeez.
Well, these guys did suck.
I can stay over there, right?
We got to find somebody who... All right, these guys are so bad. We'll find
We'll put together a highlight tape and put in the episode.
Yeah, we'll put together a highlight tape, maybe an all-around athletic package. That'll be 97% of this one.
I'm telling you right now, he may not score one. They talk on the internet. And then when the big bad blogger shows up, it goes from, oh, I'm going to score 10 goals, to I'm going to score maybe 4, maybe 3, maybe 2. I'll take one off the fucking nose, break my nose, blood gushing everywhere, crippled, heart attack, rush me to the hospital, saves the save. A couple of Florida Panther coaches are like, who are this guy? You look legit.
Don't cheat. Should probably had a cup on.
He has a bad elbow. He has no teeth. I got a bad shoulder.
Look at this ball. It doesn't even roll like a ball.
I don't give anybody a stick. People bring their own stick.
I didn't bring one.
Well, whose fault is that?
We're a little far away, farther than I thought.
You don't hear me making excuses. I'm just making saves.
Cree, your moving saga.
Yeah, I'm still homeless. It's kind of crazy. I was supposed to move in October 31st, and I'm still not able to move in. It's kind of fucking wild. But I paid
Julia
so much money.
Julia Fox chimed in on it?
Yeah, she did. I got everybody. I don't know, man. She's on my side, though.
So what happened?
Well, it's a co-op, so New York's just fucked. I have to wait for like this long board approval, and then everyone's telling me I'm getting scammed, but I don't think I'm getting scammed. I just have to wait.
Well, I didn't think you could sign a lease before they approved you. You can?
Well, like I signed the lease through the landlord, but they have to send it through the board and the management to get it fully approved.
Yeah. New York's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass.
So I'm just
So are you paying for it? Are you paying for it right now and not even living in it?
No, funny. I'm living with my boyfriend. Because he took me in.
Well, for those who wonder if Dave's a nice guy, I offered you a place to live.
Dave did offer me a place to live, but I thought I would be moving into mine by now, which I didn't. Should have took you out.
Is Kareem there?
I don't know. Is he?
He may be.
I can't believe that you put your boyfriend through the trauma of having to move out, and now you just moved right back in with him.
There was no Bridges trauma.
Like
it was no trauma.
It's like,
it was
it's
no
like,
trauma.
Yeah, I know, right?
We don't give a fuck.
Not
that's
not true.
All.
That's not true at all.
No,
you guys make me out to
giving.
Be this monster.
She's fighting with like A-list celebrities every week, just ragdolling
They're
her
fighting
boyfriend.
With me. I love
I'm
my boyfriend.
Surprised you didn't make him move out. Like, I so know, you could right? be in. Like, hey, yeah. you're out.
Hey, you're on the street, actually.
Crap. We have some fan questions, guys.
This is crazy. She's stealing, like, clothes off the backs of little girls in bathrooms.
Yep, I'm just a thief in the night.
Oh, this video is very funny. I know what it is. It's we can react to it. I've seen it. It's hilarious. It's just
that's incredible.
Like I can't imagine so what awesome. She was so wowing about when she yeah. saw a Costco card.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I you want to see own. Something sick?
It's not my mom's.
Yeah. All right, fan questions. Free we'll samples. End it with that.
Okay, what number episode do you think will be the final episode of BFFs?
I have no clue.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy yeah. to
that's like guess. Almost like a like yeah. Sad question.
Yeah.
Next question.
How do you not catch feelings for your friends with benefits? It's nearly impossible.
Would you say it's impossible?
If it's a continuous thing and you're in the same friend group and you're hanging out all the time, you're bound to catch feelings.
Maybe just find someone you don't really like that much.
Yeah. Maybe they're not that good looking. So it's like, you know, you always have better options. I also think it gets more complicated if one of them meets somebody else and then you're cut off.
Yeah, because then you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now I'm left out. You get to continue having fun and I've been cut off.
Next. How did you guys not talk about Josh going to Huddy's Halloween party? Did Huddy invite Josh? Did they talk at all?
I saw a couple of people mention it. I didn't know about it.
I didn't know you went either, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really that big of a thing. We said, what's up? I've talked about it, I think, on something. I forget what else it was. Maybe it was a live stream or something. But accidentally, completely big dogged him. Like, did not mean to at all. Came up, and he comes up to me, and he's like, hey. And he has, like, a sick costume. And I was like, oh, cool costume. And I'm like, happy birthday, by the way. And I meant to say happy Halloween.
Oh.
But I was kind of, you know, feeling a little
loose.
Disoriented. Yeah, yeah, loose is the word we'll use. And kind of just totally messed up, but was too deep because then he already said thanks and like laughed. So I was like, well, I guess I'm stuck with this guy thinking that I think it's his birthday and not just a Halloween party.
It's awkward.
Weird.
Yeah, it's awkward.
And
yeah.
I feel like in your scheme of people we don't care for, that is cooled. Like, I mean, we haven't had like Huddy yeah. around these parts. I
feel like we've been
show.
Saying, yeah, I feel like if anything, we've been like, come on
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, also, Josh, this isn't on the sheet, but last week when we talked about the Nessa, Sab, and Cynthia drama, you had nothing to say, but then you aired it all out on TikTok.
No, I didn't know about it. I found out about it actually after BFFs. And the only thing that I knew about was just like the how what went on with the drama.
Oh, okay.
Like I didn't know
you
the
were withholding
drama, but I knew like I didn't withhold anything.
Okay. All right. Next question. Yeah. What is the biggest fight disagreement you guys have ever had? Like in life?
What?
With each other is what they're asking.
We've never really had fights amongst
maybe the Leo and Nelly thing.
Well, yeah, you guys are just wrong. Sorry. I got a rundown at 3 that I got to do. So how many more of these do we have?
There's a lot, but want me to just pick one? Want me to
yeah,
pick two?
Yeah, let's end it on 1.
Okay.
We went for an hour on this?
Yeah, well, it's probably a lot like of stuff that won't end up in the episode, but yeah.
Okay, all right.
Do you block people's numbers, not just random people who are actually get your number, but people you know, whether it be a friend you fell out with, an ex, etc.?
No.
I've never blocked
not
anyone.
Really.
No.
Yeah.
Because it's like that, that to me, that's like someone's still trying to contact you who you don't want.
Yeah.
I mean, I block prank people. I get pranks all the time. Instant block, but not someone I know.
Yeah. People are pranking me and Josh this weekend. I thought it was Austin.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I don't know who it is, but someone has me and Bree's number and just keeps like doing the two-way call where they call us both at the same
yeah.
time. So it looks like
stop
she's calling
that.
Me and I'm huh. calling her.
Yeah.
And then it's just apparently someone breathing really heavy because yeah. Bree will call me every day.
And then he
like,
actually called me and I answered. And I was like, stop fucking prank calling me. He's like, what are you talking about?
Weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Last one.
That's BFFs. Good episode. I'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.
Peace.